Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome to Sports Day here on this Thursday. Nice to have your company. Carl Langdon and Paul Hayes will be with you tonight. And, of course, we'll be having a chat to Steve Hocking later on in this hour. The AFL Competition Committee meeting has been done and dusted. We'll have a chat to Steve Hocking about that, plus a lot of the other news that is bubbling around in the AFL, given the recent announcement of 33 games in 20 days. We also know that there was the news yesterday that Lachie Hunter was unavailable for selection due to personal reasons. Well, a young Carlton player, Liam Stocker, has left the Carlton Football Club's Queensland hub to return to Victoria for personal reasons. He is no longer part of the team, but he plans to be back at some stage this season. Not exactly sure when that is. Carlton plays North Melbourne at the Gabba on Saturday and will probably fly to Perth that night to remain there until at least round 12. And it's unlikely that Stocker would rejoin the squad before that period. And the Perth Glory last night losing to Wellington Phoenix 2-1, but Dave Ingham scores again, so it's great that he has made his impact in the last couple of games, the only goal scorer for our Perth Glory. Will clear a commitment on the other side, we'll come back, and Steve Hocking, the General Manager of Football Operations of the AFL, will join us.
Sports Day for Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome back to Sports Day, and for Dominic on the road, Dominic, mobile living made easy. It's not been easy for the AFL. The General Manager of Football Operations is Stephen Hocking, and he joins us here on Sports Day. Welcome, Hocks. How are you?
Good, Carl, and hi, Paul. I'm just recovering from your weather report. 23 degrees there tomorrow. What am I still doing in Victoria?
Yeah, well, you should have come over here a long time ago. I think I've told you that before. Stephen Hocking, for those that don't recognise this man's voice, everyone. Now, Steve, obviously we've had so much that's happened in the game, and look, we're thankful for the players, the umpires, their families, and even the executives and all the club staff that are in some cases back at work and others not and may never be able to return, sadly. But look, how's it been personally for you and the challenges that you've had to undertake here?
It's been a lot of real-time decision-making, Carl. It's just been incredible, really. I think everybody, right across Australia here is staring into something that is just so unusual and unprecedented, really. And our game is no different to that. So every business is facing it. Every person is facing some challenge as well. And we certainly, we stare those down every day. At times, it's felt like we've been in quicksand. To be quite honest about it, you're moving through decision making within an hour, and then sort of an hour later, that's all thrown out, and you're on to the next phase of it. So, but what you've said there, the acknowledgement of the industry, I would just concur with that. It's been quite incredible. Just the amount of work and the commitment that people are. Providing to keep the game going, and we thank everybody, from clubs to umpires, administrators, and really, this is for the fans. Like the fans are consuming it, and loving almost the warts and all version of football that we're getting currently.
Yeah, well, it was great to see 22,000 West Australians turn out for Geelong and Collingwood, and we've got some more, of course, non-West Australian team clashes coming up. We've got the Sydney Derby happening here. We've got Carlton playing Hawthorn, so we're really looking forward to seeing as many West Australian footy fans as we can get along to those games. And, of course, right here on 6PR, mate, we've pretty much got footy every night. Now, 20 days of footy, how long did you take to make this decision? And was this something that you felt that was important to be able to try and quicken things up a little bit in case things get worse?
We're certainly what we've tried to do all the way through. If you go back to prior to round one, we got approval for some adjustments to the game approved by the commission, led by Richard Goyder, and it was really important to implement those things because we understood that things would just be continuing to change underneath us and around us. And we're now into this phase where we've got the compression. We've got 10 Victorian teams that have been relocated interstate as well. We've got, umpires and all the clubs and all their people, deposited right around the country. And so it's important to limit the amount of time they're away. We're certainly conscious of that. And the other part is we're really excited about introducing a phase of games, you know, 33 games in 20 days that has never been done before, you know, within our competition. It's certainly, you look at the NBA and other EPL, other major sports leagues, you know, across the world. They've certainly lived in this, and we haven't, and we're going to do that. And, you know, personally, I'm very excited about it. Every night of the week is something to look forward to. I think clubs will go deeper into their lists, and we'll see, you know, some new faces, some younger faces. So, yeah, really interesting times ahead of us, and but at the same time, very exciting.
Steve, are the broadcasters happy? I imagine they'll be pretty happy with some of the numbers coming out on Thursday and Friday nights. And I know they're different circumstances, particularly in Victoria, with a lot of people being stuck at home. But also the Monday night ratings from last week. Are you satisfied with all of those?
Yeah, definitely, Paul. The thing that has happened is the fans are really consuming the game, you know, our game, and we thank them for that. You know, they're clearly wanting that as part of their life currently. You know, the isolation that we're experiencing here in Victoria, you know, means a lot of people are you know, turning to streaming services and so forth. And live sport is relevant. It's really important, you know, to all our supporters. And no doubt we're probably getting, and some on top of that, that are consuming the game. If you go through the northern state and also over in Western Australia and so forth, and, you know, right through New South Wales, the numbers are just exceptional. You know, it's going really well. It's a tight competition as well, and I think that's part of it also. You know, it's still available finals-wise to you know, a number of teams. You sort of go right down, it's probably, you know, right down to about 16th on the ladder is still an opportunity. So the race home is going to be fascinating.
Steve Hocking stays with us after this. Enjoy a drink on the rocks on your next outdoor adventure with the Dometic CFX 3 Ice Maker model.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome back to Sports Day. And if you've just joined us, we're having a chat to Steve Hocking, the General Manager of Football Operations. Hayes?
Are you and the clubs a bit concerned about the saturation of games with Collingwood and Geelong playing up to four games, I think, in 13 days? It does put a few players at risk of injury. But would you say the injury data has been okay compared to other seasons so far? Albeit we've had some big-name players, some captains of teams, get some hamstring injuries.
Yeah, definitely, Paul. It's certainly front of mind for us. If we go back to prior to round one, The adjustments that we made to the game, you know, shorter game, shorter season, so reduced to 17 rounds, so shorter game, rotations maintained at 90, they weren't reduced. The longer breaks at quarter time, three-quarter time, longer breaks post-goal, all of that was about caring for the players and making sure, you know, from a health and wellbeing perspective, they had time for recovery. And it was also getting ahead of what the season may produce as well. And we're about to go into that. So, yeah, look, there's no doubt that what we've done data-wise, there's no sharp rise. Some people have spoken to the fact that there has been. That is not the case compared to numbers last year. But in saying that, it is difficult to compare what we're currently working through in 2020 because it is just such a unique year. But we have had front of mind the care of the playing cohort because, you know, we want players to remain healthy and competitive.
Steve, I was a bit confused on the weekend what constitutes a holding the ball decision, and I'm glad you came out and admitted it with the umpires that you can do better in that area. Are you confident with the communication you've had this week with all the stakeholders that everybody will be on the same page this week?
I think so, Paul. Look, you know, it's my role to take responsibility for that. I clearly acknowledge that. For mine, I thought over the weekend it was fairly consistent. Where it wasn't, in our view, was Monday night, and it wasn't just around genuine attempt. There was, you know, there's some other inconsistency around marking situations and other bits and pieces as well. So. You know, we as a collective, you know, we need to make sure that we tighten up that, and, you know, the fans demand that there is a requirement for, you know, consistency of decision-making from our officiators. What I would say is that we've got all of our umpires. So as an example, all 34 field umpires reside here in Victoria. They're all on the road. So we've got close to 100 umpires, because you've got Boundary and also Goals as part of that as well, that are, again, deposited right around the country. We've got a cohort in Western Australia taking care of that leg, and then up in Queensland and through New South Wales as well. We've had them over in South Australia. And so, it's an absolute commitment to keep the game going from them. And it certainly does make it a touch harder, from a communications point of view. But I'm very confident that group will steer us through, the coming weeks and months in a consistent way.
Talking to Steve Hocking from the AFL, for Car Sales We Love Cars. With a couple of the other things that have been bubbling around, mate, benches, bigger benches, subs, we're not going to have to endure any of that, are we, mate, given that we've already gotten this far in the season? Surely with the shortened quarters,
jump in on that one. Yeah, look, just from an integrity point of view, we set the rules of engagement prior to round one, and certainly had worked through it, had a discussion with a handful of coaches and so forth. It's an integrity piece from our point of view, interfering with the game now. All of what we did round one was to look after compression. We're about to head into that phase, and as I say, we're really excited about what will that deliver to all the fans and more broadly the competition.
Steve Hocking there. We'll be back with James Aish in our WA AFL update.
Sports Day for Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Let's get into our WA AFL update. AFL is back, book now and play on in Perth. Nice to have the Freo Dockers back in town, and of course off a losing game to the West Coast Eagles. They were right in the contest up until half time, and the third quarter just went missing. I suppose that's a fair assessment, is it, from the coach? What did he have to say? James Aish, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think we showed, we're right up to it, and we probably took it to them, especially in that first quarter. And like a lot of the games we've had this year, we just have fallen away at some stage. And the Eagles are a great team, and they've been doing it for years. So you've got to play consistent footy, and we're still sort of adjusting to that.
Matt Tabiner, big Matty Tabiner, mate. He was on fire in that first quarter, and he could have easily kicked four goals. He got a couple, but the one where he was running into the open goal, it was just one of those balloon popping moments, because things were going so well, and then that happened. You thought, oh no.
Yeah, clearly love him to get it, and he could have easily had four, like you said. I think he actually kicked one not long after that, so he was able to stay on task and keep going. But, yeah, you could sort of see it coming from my view behind him, which is unfortunate. But
it's not funny, but it is,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's one of those things which can happen. But he's been really good this year. He's been pretty consistent. He's kicking goals for us, so he's been good.
What about for you, James? Your first Western Derby, you've played in some big games for Collingwood, but how'd you enjoy the experience? And it must have been good to have the fans back.
Yeah, obviously it was really good. It was great to have it as a home game for us. So a lot of the Freo fans were there. I've sort of played a lot of big games against the Eagles now, and I've been on top most of them, which is annoying, but hopefully we can even it up soon.
James Aish will stay with us after the break. Footy's back in WA. Ticket and accommodation deals at optusstadium.com.au/AFL. And Kia offers value that you can trust, and Australia's best 7-year warranty across the entire Kia range.
Sports Day for Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome back as we continue our discussion with James Aish from the Freo Footy Club. Hayes?
What did Josh Carr and the midfield coaches have to say about some of the stoppages? There were times where guys like Tim Kelly just got out a little bit too easy, and they did get a run on and result in three pretty quick goals from the centre bounce.
Yeah, and like I said, what's happened when we've lost a bit of that momentum, they've been able to win centre clearances and just kick a few goals quickly. I wasn't in the midfield meetings this week because I was down back, but they're generally, to be honest, they're really small structural things that is standing half a metre the wrong side of someone, and great players, that's all it takes. So, I think our midfields, they've come along, especially last few weeks. They're really taking some steps and learning a lot, and they've been playing really good footy. So, something, we just keep continuing to address.
Brayshaw and Chera continue to go, but Caleb Sarong, he played a pretty important role after quarter time on Tim Kelly and stuck to his task.
Yeah, he's going to be a great little player. He's super clean, does a lot of those hard team things, which you love as a teammate. Those boys are going really well. Darcy Tucker's going well. And I think, just starting to build a lot of that chemistry and just keep building together. That's all we can keep doing. And, like I said, I think we've shown a lot of growth in the last few weeks as a team as a whole.
Are there any blokes who are about 10 inches taller than you available this week, mate? Or are any of those blokes going to magically grow a foot? Because from what I see, you're going to need some big boys, mate, because it's hard playing footy without the big men in the competition, as you probably would have experienced on the weekend.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a growth spurt still, but I think I'm done. We are somewhat undersized down there, but we've actually, I think, been handling it pretty well. But, clearly, Jake, weekend, eventually he's going to clunk a few, and this week we'll have Tom Hawkins, so they don't get any smaller. We're really looking just at what we can do, and as a team, clearly we play that team defense with a structure. I think we've been holding up really well as well, so they're challenges, but before them, and we're just trying to get it done.
What about the remainders on your list, the remaining players? What have they been up to? Have they had a chance to get some good match practice in? And guys like Liam Henry, Cam McCarthy, Sam Sturt, are they all available and ready to go?
They're all around the mark. Yeah. Sam Sturt's coming back from his ankle. I think he's pushing pretty hard. It's been a little bit disjointed for those guys. In Queensland, I think they had three bits of match practice. And one of the weekends, the opposition didn't provide a team, so they weren't able to. But coming home, I think because we were in quarantine, they weren't able to get one in on the weekend, but they'll have some match practice, which is great. But it's been a little bit messy, but they've been able to get enough training or game load in to keep pushing their case. But, there's still a lot, those names you mentioned, and there's others pushing as well. So it'll be good, to get that game against Geelong this week.
You've probably been in semi-quarantine yourself for maybe the last 7 to 10 weeks. Would that be right? And what are you looking forward to most doing once you exit the quarantine?
Yeah, it's probably been at least that for most of the year for everyone, really. But I'll probably just literally go to the beach and go for a swim. It's probably just the simple things. And just be able to hang out with the teammates a bit more. The way it is at the moment, you're largely in small groups during the week. You can sort of get to the game and not have, seen a lot of the teammates. So it's a bit of a funny time, but just all those little things and just being able to drive to the shops. Those sort of things will be good.
James Ashe, nice to have him on the program. If your team's working around power, assess the risks and stick to the game plan. Always be 360 aware and visit westernpower.com.au for more information. We'll finish off with the news headlines next.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome back to Sports Day. News headlines, car sales. We love cars. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a big story. The youngster that is either an NRL or a super rugby player, he's named as a teen freak, and his name is Joseph Suaalii. Well, it's taken another turn. The cross-code feud has emerged over his reported backflip on a fairly significant $1.7 million deal with South Sydney to play rugby.
and it's led to some feisty back and forth between the NRL and the 15-man code. This bloke is only 16 years of age and is now subject to a reported $3 million contract from Rugby Australia. And this is going to be something that is going to take a little while to unfold. But I just find it personally ridiculous, Paul Hazelby, that this bloke is being offered this amount of money at such a young age, and it'll be interesting to see how it finishes up. The footy is ongoing. Gold Coast and the Western Bulldogs there at Metricon Stadium, and tomorrow you'll see GWS take on Richmond, and then, of course, on Sunday, West Coast against Collingwood, and Monday footy with Freo against Geelong. You might want to have your say at Sports Day WA. Car Sales, Australia's number one for cars. We'll see you on Monday from 6 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everyone.